Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually, 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 continually be in my mouth.
My offering. Hallelujah. I constantly thank God, and he constantly blessed me. And you can take me to the King anytime. Leave me there. He's going to take good care of me. Hallelujah. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries. And I come to you live each morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is January, I want to say the 28th, but yes, sir, January 28th, 2014. We're 1 month and 28 days into this new year. And we thank God. We don't want to forget that he has blessed us with one more day into the new year. Many have gone on. Some was here last year that are not here this year. And he constantly blesses us, so we constantly want to tell him thank you for all he has done for us. This morning we're going before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto Almighty God. And our topic for today is the amazing. And I'm sure you may know someone in the natural that you feel is an amazing person. So today feel free to call in and share with us this amazing person, because we may not know them, but if you share with us, then we can get to know this person is amazing and doing amazing things. And I just thank God this morning for the topic. I was sitting here, I had gone through Jeremiah, the 11th chapter, and I was looking in there, and then the Lord just gave this to me, the amazing. I said, okay, I'm going to put it on the marquee and, you know, put it in Blog Talk Radio so that we can share this today, because sometimes I feel like the Lord has given me this, but at the last hour, he'll change it. And his reasoning, I don't know, so I can't say. But God is good, and he give us what we need daily. He supplies. Hallelujah. So let us pray this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day for all you've done for us. Lord, what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. We come before you this morning because we need you. We know no other to go to. And Father, we're coming to you to bring our petition before you. And Lord, we know not only you hear prayers, but you answer. And you're on our side today in spite of us. And Lord, you wish that none should perish. And not just the unsaved, but those of us that come to you. And we have problems, and Lord, we're going through some things, and the enemy is speaking, and this is going on, and that is going on. But God, we know that you are a fixer. You can fix it all for us today. We come this morning asking you to fix whatever the situations may be in our lives today. Lord, whether it be money, a job, whether it be sickness, whatever the case may be today, you know better than we know. So, Father, we come to you, asking you to fix it for us in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, Father, we bring every caller and every listener. And God, we ask today that you would move in their lives like never before. Somebody's confused this morning, and Father, we ask that you would make it clear, make it plain unto them. Father, somebody's having problems at home with the children, and many having problems with the wives and husbands. But Lord, we bring it to you this morning and lay it at your feet and ask today that God, you would fix it for us. And Lord, while you're fixing it, help us to occupy. Help us to see others that we can help. Move upon our hearts today. Father, allow your love through us to come forth in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are sick. Heal, God, this morning, as only you can do. Lord, those that are incarcerated and their families, we ask this morning that, Father, you would set free. Ask that you would send someone by to share your good news with them, and that, Lord, they would receive you today in the name of Jesus. We pray for every branch of the military this morning, that those that are serving, Lord, you would bless them and their families, the wives that's away from their husbands, husbands away from their wives today. Lord, we ask that you would move on their behalf and bring them yet closer. And Lord, we ask that you would strengthen their hand at the training and whatever they need, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Bless every Blog Talk host. Lord, bless their families. Bless their house, God. Move by your spirit today for them. those that are teaching and preaching Jesus, leading others to you through your Son. This morning, Father, we ask that, Lord, those that are faithful here at coming, no matter what, they haven't got sidetracked, but they believe that your word is coming forth here. Father, I ask that you would bless them. Bless Brother Lou and bless Brother Frank. Bless Sister Ellis and God bless Sister Yvette this morning. Move by your spirit for these your people in a mighty way. For Father, they come. They come seeking you. They come seeking a word from you. And Lord, today we know that you're God who don't disappoint. Let your word flow. Bless them to open their mouths and share who's amazing. In the name of Jesus, we give this to you today. We ask that you would lead and guide in all things here this morning. Have your way here in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, we believe and we trust you today. In Jesus' name, we ask it all again. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Father, we thank you for being with us until the end. We thank you that you won't withhold no good thing from us. Oh, we thank you today that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we're more than conquerors today through Christ Jesus who loves us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor right now. We thank you this morning, for there's none like thee. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. The heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I'm grateful this morning unto him. And Sister Yvette, I saw you signing some papers. But listen, it's all right today. It's all right in Jesus' name. He's got a purpose and a plan. And I know that he's able. I also saw finances coming your way. Yeah, I saw an increase in income coming your way. And what I need you to do is give somewhere. God bless you financially. Give somewhere. And even before the extra come, make a sacrifice. If it's only $3, give somewhere. God is going to move for you in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you this morning, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. For there's none like him. He's on our side today. I promise you, he don't have any ill feelings towards us. He wants us to be blessed. Oh, yeah. He wants us to know that he's Almighty God, and whatever go on, he's right there to take care of it if we just won't take matters in our own hands. Yeah, I'm praying myself for myself. The Lord, I'm not one who judge others. The Lord, I don't think about people in a way and decide I'm the one who know what they need. But I want to let him lead in all things. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. So I tell you, I've been still watching the movie, The Apostle Peter, The Last Supper. I'm still watching that movie because as it's playing, I have so much to get done. But every now and then, I catch it from where I stopped off, and I get a little bit further. I have to stop it again, but eventually I'm going to get watched the whole entire movie and understand the whole thing because there are several parts where he's telling the account of things that Jesus did when he was there, when he was a young man. They had him in jail, and they sentenced him within 3 days to die. But he got a chance to witness to the two jailers, and they received Jesus through Peter. And so it's just a beautiful movie, and it just reminds me of the way that God wants us to be. The demon came in and tempted him. Oh, but he told him, be gone. And he still, the demon still want to talk. He told him, I'll cast you out in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke you. That's what I do in Jesus' name. And cast you back to the pits of hell, never to return. So it's beautiful, and it's teaching me some things and how to even more watch as well as pray and be careful what I say. Hallelujah. Because there is power of life and death in your tongue. And do you know that even unsaved folk can speak some things and those things that come to pass? Oh, yeah, especially negative things. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. And we're going to our next song of the morning and by the Slide Brothers with Mickey D. I like this little tune. And so we're going here, and then when we come back, we'll come back with our morning scripture reading.
Is it okay that you all go to church with us? Some of you may not be here tomorrow. So, I want to have a little church.
All right.
But I want to tell you how we got started. And this is a true story. We thank God for Nikki D being here. Now, this time I want you all to help me with it. When I say, have you tried Jesus? I need you all to say that he's all right. And we're going to tell a story, but the story is actually when I started traveling when I was a young teenager with the church. First, we had a lady. I don't know why it was just all ladies, in the church all the time. Maybe one or two men and pretty girls that was there. And we had a lady who had a big drum, just like this one in the middle, that's all we had, from a Pentecostal church. And she had a long stick, and she would beat it like this.
Ah.
Then another lady would sing. We had about four or five members there, and she would sing the song. Have you tried Jesus?
He's alright.
Have you tried Jesus?
He's alright.
Have you tried Jesus?
He's alright.
Have you tried him for yourself?
He's alright.
Then we got another guy came in. He saw the girl. He know how to play old raggedy guitar then. And he come in and he sound something like this. He started grooving then. Then a few more members started coming in. So half the church filled up. Then they had a young guy who walked in. He had a bass guitar. And he started something like this.
Nikki D, how they got started. And I just liked the way he did it and add little parts in there and everything. I thought that was real, real nice. And I shared it yesterday, so I wanted to share it again this morning. But we're looking over at the book of Jeremiah, and we're looking at Jeremiah 11. And I'm starting at verse 1, and we'll read down a little bit. But today we're talking about amazing people. And I just know that Jesus was the most amazing man that I had ever heard about. And when I look back at his life and the things that he did and what he stood for, it was simply amazing. Because when we look at these kind of things, ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open unto you. Who talk like that? Who do you know before Jesus said that would say something like that? He was just an amazing man. And I just thank God. Even looking at him in the natural, for me, he was just an amazing man. Now, the words say he wasn't a man desired to look upon. That means he wasn't good looking. He wasn't a Brad Pitt or he wasn't a Denzel Washington kind of guy. But nonetheless, he was powerful. Nonetheless, what was in him is what was important. And that's what we miss today many times. We look at the outward appearance of man and never consider what's on the inside of him. And so many times people get caught up, same thing with men, they get caught up in the women because they see in the outer appearance, but they never investigated what was on the inside. Same thing with women. Oh, he fine, he this, but what's on the inside of him? So this is what we see in Jesus, is what's inside that counts. Hallelujah. Inside, he was the Son of the true and living God who come to do the will of him that sent him. And all he wanted to do, even on the earth, was please the Father. Hallelujah. Do what the Father could accept. The Father that so loved us, he sent Jesus to do all of these things. Hallelujah. So Jeremiah 11, starting at 1, says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God. But it all starts with obedience. Number 5 says, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. God have a purpose and a plan for us. And I even see Jeremiah as an amazing man. God was able to talk to him and tell him what to carry to the people. He told him to go in the streets and let it be known what I said. Because, see, the word of God carries power. It is powerful. The word of God is powerful. And if we can but obey it, many times we find ourselves short of obeying because we don't think it's going to bring us an instant result. See, we live in a quick, fast world now, push, button, touch, click. And we done got in the habit of this, so we think the word should be push, button, touch, click. But if God said it, it's coming to pass. I don't care how long it takes for it, because see, our time is not his time. They told me one day to us is like 1,000 years, or one day to him. So we know that our time is not the same time. That's why sometimes you hear me pray in the now, God, right now. January 28th, 2014, today, Lord, because our time is not his time. Hallelujah. But we're yet talking about amazing people. And I thought this was amazing, Jeremiah, to be able to get the word of the Lord and carry it where he said carry it. Yeah. It says this, oh, how beautiful are the feet of those that carry the gospel. You see, because that's power that they're carrying. And they're walking to take this word out. I may drive my truck downtown, but I got to get out of my truck and walk around the homeless shelter, around the bus terminal, wherever I be. Matter of fact, this was one night last week. It had to be Friday night, I think. I went up to the Little Caesars place up here, and there was one of the old brothers. They used to be around the bus terminal. And he was on a program for drugs, but I think he lapsed and went back. So he was up around the Little Caesars begging for change. And when I saw him, he said, ma'am, can you help me out here? I'm trying to get myself a pizza. I just gave him a dollar. And I kept going. Yeah. And then someone else come up and he was asking them, you know. But I remember this brother from attending the same church. And he come over from the drug and alcohol treatment place. And I would see him down around the bus terminals. And when he would see me, he would be like, oh, yeah, look at that. You out here again? I said, I'd be out here basically every day if I can. I can make my way through here. I don't always stay long because I have to keep going sometime. But I come down through here checking on things, looking, you know, for them that are lost, seeking that which is lost. And so, you know, I would just go on. But it's just amazing to me that God uses people in the way that he uses them. And there's not one, just one amazing person in my book now. Because if you look at that Apostle Paul, my goodness alive. Look at John. Yeah, Peter. There's many of them. Matthew's even. See, once they linked up with Jesus, their lives were no longer the same. But I also saw something else, and then we go into the next song. I also saw them brothers. John and Peter, his brother. I saw them fussing over who was going to be great in the kingdom and fussing over who was going to be the closest to Jesus. One brother told another brother, well, he called to us all at the same time. He called to me and you both at the same time. Another brother told him, but I was closer to the shore. Don't that sound like man? That sounds just like us. Because we always seeking power. We always want to be in control. We always want to be something big. But his word said, except we come like a little humble, like a little child. He can't do nothing for us. Humble is the way today. Lowly is the way. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning for the reading of his words. Our announcements are just simply go to www.freedomdoorsministries.com and take a look around the website. And February 27th at 7 a.m. we'll be out to the Cheesecake Factory out at St. John's Place. And we want to meet outside exactly at 7 o'clock so that we all can go in as a group because of the space, the room out there. And so those who would like to join me, please feel free and bring your business cards, your brochures, your flyers, and you even get a few minutes to talk about what it is that you're offering to Jacksonville. So feel free to come out. Also, there was another announcement. Oh, this is what I'd like to do. I'd like to make a test run here. And when I say a test run, what I'd like to do is bake 12 cupcakes and 12 brownies. And I'd like to bring them in for someone's office party. Maybe it's somebody's birthday, you know, and it's not a whole lot of people. But 12 would be more than enough of each, you know, the cupcakes and the brownies, and maybe even 12 cookies. I'd like to bring that in and set it up for the day and to celebrate the office manager, whoever it is, birthday in there, they could have those things. And I'd like to maybe decorate the little area where it's set up. And I'd like to do it for a donation because certain things I do have to pay. Well, all of it I have to pay for, but certain things cost a little more than others. So I just really like to do it for a donation. So if you're having some kind of office thing and you'd like to have brownies and cupcakes and maybe even cookies, then feel free to send me a message over at www.freedomdoorsministries.com over on the contact page, and I'd be more than happy to get right back with you. Or you can give me a call at 904-764-6852. Oh, yeah. So God bless you, and I hope somebody take that offer and use it for somebody in their office to be a blessing to them, especially for a birthday. Oh, yeah. So we're going to one more song of the morning. I'm looking at this. Brother Lewis just sent me a song. And all right, Brother Lewis, I'm going to play this one. Come out to him, evidently, and shared the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. He received him and was saved. And so we just thank God for that Pat Terry group. And the title of the song, again, is Feet. Yeah, we thank God. This week we're doing a little bit of slide. And this is in the church. This is how all of this come about. And many people don't know it. And then, you know, it went to the blues and whatever. But they played this, and Brother Lewis was telling me yesterday he was amazed at the people who didn't know about it being in the church, because he was the one who introduced me to it, yeah. And so I just thank God. But God got good gospel music and those that are anointed to play and all this kind of thing. And so we thank him this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Gwen. God bless you this morning. We thank God for you tuning in with us. And our topic for today is the amazing. The amazing. And I'm sure you can think of someone spiritual and someone naturally that's amazing to you. Yeah. And I was sharing that Jesus, spiritually, he was the most amazing man to me. And naturally, my dad, when I look at the things that he were able to do, because he didn't have a education. He stopped school, I think, in the third grade or second grade. And this is just going to show you that back during these times, the people taught their children. They didn't have the internet and all this stuff and the malls and the go here and the that, so much stuff that your mind is so busy, you know, you just don't take time to spend quality time to train your children. So his parents were able to do that. He was the baby. And he told my brother and I, you know, my sister, my brother and I, that he worked in the field with the family. He said when he was a young boy, 3 or 4, he wasn't able to cut tobacco, pull tobacco, whatever they did, or cotton or whatever. So he would get to just run around and play out there in the fields all day long. And he said that they had a lot of fruit trees. And so he would eat plums and peaches, especially in the summer. He said that he would eat so many, he would be running, and you could hear just slosh, slosh, slosh in his stomach. And what he said he learned as he, you know, began to grow older, he began to learn what the, you know, parents, the adults and young adults was doing in the field. So when he got old enough, they allowed him to cut tobacco or pull tobacco, whatever they did with it. And he learned from that. So he took those good quality skills, and when he got his family, he was able to be a blessing to his children. Yeah, I had both parents in the home. I had a dad who loved us. You know, I could go to him just like I could my mom. He was the disciplinary in the house. Now, he was the one who would spank you. But at certain times, my mom would spank you, but she wasn't quite like my dad. But now, she was firm in her word. If she said no to something, she really meant that. So he was an amazing man to me. My mom would be an amazing woman. And I used to always be amazed and excited by my oldest brother, which he went to school up north. He went to a fancy school in Wildwood, New Jersey, I call it. And then once he graduated, he went on over to New York to get a job, and he worked there for about 19 years. Before coming back home to Florida. And I used to be amazed by the way he dressed, because he dressed different from us in the South. And the things he would bring home was much different from, you know, what I would see in the South. And he would send my sister and brother and I clothes from the North, and it was so much different. And I can remember one time he gave my brother a shirt with some rhinestones on it. And he looked at me, held the shirt up and looked at me behind my oldest brother back, and he said, "Who do he think I am, Johnny Cash? Why would he give me this shirt?" And so we laughed, and every now and then we would have a good laugh off of the shirt, because it was so different. We wasn't used to all of that in the South. So these were the people that was amazing to me. And I thank God today for my family, because both my brothers are into the church. Now, my youngest brother, I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's a deacon, and he's singing in the male chorus, and he attend church. I remember he was a Muslim. Then he went from a Muslim to smoking drugs. Yeah, God is able to deliver. So it's just that amazing things, amazing people. And for me, this is an amazing time. Yeah, with all that I see that's going on. So much is happening. Yet, guess what? We serve the true and living God. He's on our side today. We can have peace. He said he would give us peace, not as the world, but his peace be unto us. Yeah, he loves us, not as the world. He's got a different kind of love that goes beyond tit for tat. You know, some people love you as long as you're on top. Some people will love you as long as you're saying what they want to hear. But if you're not doing that, they don't care about you. They're gone. Some people come just to get out of you what they want, and they're gone, you know. But the love that God has for us, the love that he has, it goes beyond that. And so we're thankful this morning. We're going to one more song of the morning, and when I come back, we're coming back with the amazing, and we want to look at the book of Jeremiah, the 11th chapter, starting at the first verse. And if somebody else have something they want to share this morning, you want to tell who's amazing to you. And you may say something is amazing to you, or some person is amazing to you, or something that has happened is amazing to you. You don't have to wait until I'm done. Just press that number one anytime and come in and tell about your the amazing. What's amazing to you? Yeah, feel free to do that. Hallelujah. So we're going to one more song of the morning.
I'm gonna clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say. Blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. Through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Yes, it is. To be blessed. Come on, say it again. Say
it's your season.
To be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made your promise.
God made your promise.
Thank you.
Promise me, it's my season right now, and I'm walking in my season. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was looking at the book of Jeremiah and, you know, just thinking on him from his youth, and God called this man to be a great prophet, and he was a heartbroken prophet with heartbreaking messages, you know, but sometimes God would give, if this what he chose us for and called us to, this is what we have to do. We have to do what he said. And I'm kind of a humble person, I believe, and I believe this, that God, you know, he don't call me to give heartbreaking messages. I mean, heartbreaking prophecy. You know, if God is speaking through my mouth, he speaks soft and kind to things that's going to take place with people. I'm not saying the word now, because the word is prophetic. And when you bring forth the truth and God is using your mouth to share, that's real prophetic. That's it right there. But God will use us to encourage one another with some things that we're going through, and we may be in turmoil over it, and we may be just troubled over it, and God has sent some man or woman along to share with you what's going to take place, what his plans are for you. You know, it may be a few days before this take place. It may be a week. Sometimes it's 2 weeks, a month, 3 weeks, whatever. I've had to wait on God for 10 years before, 20 years. I'm 57 next month. Hallelujah. So I know that the things Jeremiah had to say, it broke his heart in many cases. And his heart was broken because this is what's going to happen to you if you don't obey God. This is not me out here just telling you some stuff because I want you to do better. No, this is the word of God, and his word hold true. If he said he was going to do it, it's going to happen to you. If we look back at Noah, and we look at the flood, everything was going great. The sun was shining, you know, night turning to day, everything was just fine. People doing anything, they big enough, just like now. And Noah come out to let them know, hey, it's going to rain. God come and told me to share this with you so that you can get yourself together, so that when the rain falls, you can be in safety. You won't drown. They laughed at him. Nobody wanted to hear that. The sun is shining. Rain? What are you? It ain't rain in so many years, Noah, please. Get somewhere with all of that. We don't want to hear those lies. I know that's what they was thinking had to be. But God spoke it, and it will surely come to pass. So now, Jeremiah, you know he was hurt that the people had to go through, but God said what he meant and meant what he said, because there were too many false preachers and too many people that's not doing what God would have them to do so that other people could get better. What they were doing is they had their own agenda. Just like today, oh, it's 2014, that Barbara Mack talking, that's a way back in the 20s, in the 1800s. That's how they was living in the 1900s. They're not living like that no more. Times has changed. Things has changed. Everything is click, push button. Quick. She's talking about waiting and patience, and nobody have time for all of that. Yeah, she keeps saying Jesus coming, this, that, and the other. We're supposed to do it this way. We don't have time for that. Things have changed. It's a modern world now, Barbara. I need you to get with the program. I don't have time to go see about no old lady or old man when I could play Xbox on my computer. I don't have time to bother with no kids when I could watch my big screen TV and I got Blu-ray movies and surround sound on it. Who want to go do that when this is much more fun? And the movies they making today, Barbara, it's got a lot of sex and cussing and all this stuff in it. It's got some homosexual scenes in there. I never saw two women together, two men together, but it's showing all of this on TV. So who got time for kids? And I'm not going to make no money off it so I can live good off it. It won't cause me to get the house up on the hill. I got a 52-inch TV, now I want a 60-inch. It won't cause me to get that. So you're saying all of this stuff, but we don't have to. We don't even understand what you're talking about. At the church where I go, he breaking it down. At the church where I go, we got a praise team and praise dancers. At the church where I go, we all dress in red one Sunday. Next Sunday, we blue. Just some foolishness is what it is, some nonsense. Because we're talking about what we're talking about. We're looking at the times and we want to do what the times are doing, what the world is doing in the times, in other words. But I promise all of this is coming to a squeaking halt one day. This will be no more. There's nothing new under the sun. The way that people on drugs, they was on drugs back then, in the biblical days, as they call it. It may not have been called crack or heroin or bath salt or whatever they're using now, marijuana. It may have been called something else, but I promise you, people was on drugs. If you look back in the Western days, the cowboy days, they had a thing, I think it was called logging, and there opium, something like that. There's some other names for it. But those people needed a little sip or something. And there has always been alcohol. And people overindulge in things. They overdo it. That's why they call it abuse. They abuse it because they do too much. The body's designed to only take a certain amount, but they are overdoing it. And the only way we should be medicated is if we've been prescribed something for a certain period of time. And once we've used this medicine, we stop. I don't want to keep doing it because it put me to sleep at night good. I don't want to keep doing it because it stopped all the pain in my body. So now, the problem that I was taking it for has been solved, but I'm going to keep doing it. But I'm looking at Jeremiah. And God told him this, said, the word that came to Jeremiah, this is Jeremiah 11, we're starting at verse 1. So the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, hear ye the words of this covenant. And speak unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He gave them instructions. This that I'm about to tell you, Jeremiah, I need you to go out and tell the people. Yeah, go here and tell them. Number 3 says, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Tell them I said it. Don't go on yourself, Jeremiah. Don't get up. You know, like you, this your word, but I want you to let them know this is what I have said. See, we need to know for sure that it come from God. Because if we don't obey it, we're going to be in trouble. In trouble. This is why I need to have a discernment of spirits and I need to know the move of the Spirit of God. So when a man or woman is up talking, I know whether or not this is something I need to do. Because if not, eventually God done spoken, I'm not obeying, I'm going to end up in trouble. In 3, he said, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant. Now, Jeremiah, you tell them they're going to be cursed if they don't obey these words and this covenant I'm making with them, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace. Listen, he delivered them out. Pharaoh had them over there working. They were slaves. He was giving them the straw to mix with the mortar. But after Moses went over there and told Pharaoh what God said, let my people go, he said, now they're not going to even get the straw. They got to go out and find their own straw, make the mortar, but guess what? The quota got to be met every day, and if not, they're going to beat them. Yeah, he gave them the punishment of a slave. A slave could be beat with a whip. Slave could be killed because you're somebody's property. But he told them, he said, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. See, he had already told Moses and them what to do. The Israelites, they was over there crying and groaning and moaning. God sent Moses so that they could be set free, and he did it in a way where they cannot deny it was not the power of Almighty God. So he said, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God. Many times you've heard me say we belong to him if we obey him. If we're not obeying him, we don't belong to him. But he told Jeremiah, now I commanded your fathers to do this, and I told them to obey my voice and to do these things that I told them to do. Keep the covenant. Obey the words I give you. According to all which I command you, so shall you be my people, and I'll be your God. You can call on me then anytime in your time of trouble or need or whatever you're feeling. I'm going to come and rescue you. I'll be right there. Some things I won't even allow you to go through. But if you're disobedient, you're going to have some hard days. You're going to have to go through some hard things. See, this is why we're led by the Spirit of God, because he leads us into all truth. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Therefore, if he's doing it for his name's sake and trouble, the enemy jump up. You're on your way down the road. The enemy jump out in front of you. God will battle that for you. He'll cast that demon back to hell. He'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. But when we're disobedient, we got to get the new age, new wave stuff going in the church. We got to be like everybody else because we don't want to look different. We don't want people to think that we are not like them. I'm not like nobody else, and I don't want people to think that I am. I'm different. Happy to be different. He made me different. I come from a different bloodline. But once we come to him, we're related. And we all should obey. And this will tell others that we are of the same lineage. We are of the same family. Our dad is the same dad because we're doing the same thing. Our father, our heavenly father, is the same heavenly father because we're doing the same thing. It's in our blood. We can't help it. Yeah. So 5 says this now. That I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. And as it is this day, then answer I and say it, so be it, Lord. Jeremiah, do this now. I tried to get your fathers to do it. And along the way, they kept messing up. But Jeremiah, go ahead and take this message out to the people. And let them know that I want to give them a land flowing with milk and honey as it is this day. Jeremiah answered, he answered and said, so be it, O Lord. In other words, he's telling God, I'm going to obey. I'm going to do what you said do. Now look at 6. He said, then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. Look, we sit in the four walls of the building and we want to proclaim the gospel and share it with those who believe.
and those who we know are, who understand this thing like we understand. That's why we all in the building. But we got to hit them streets and take this gospel out. Here, there, and everywhere. Wherever a door come open, we need to be in there. And we need to stand up and let man know what God has said. See, he didn't mean it like that. She don't understand the word. See, he didn't mean it like that. God ain't killing people. God ain't going to do this and that. Because I laid with Big John, he said, don't let fornication be once named among you. Adulterers have a place in hell. You fooling with somebody else's wife or somebody else's husband. They think they can meet people and just jump in the bed and flip and flop. This is why AIDS is here. God even allowed a deadly disease to come in hopes that people would have a change of heart and mind about what you do to your own body. But they out here doing more as if this thing won't get me. That's for them over there. They put it on the homosexuals. Oh, you can only get this if you gay. Are you kidding me? Straight men go with gay men. Well, they gay men, but they think they're straight because they got a wife or girlfriend. And they'll go with men. So if you'll go with men and you're a man, you're gay. I don't care how you try to break it down and fix it. It is what it is. So they put it on the homosexuals now. Oh, you're only going to get AIDS if you're a homosexual. Yeah. But this the deal. If we would obey God's word, we wouldn't have it to worry about. If you sat down, get into God, let God get into you, get in his word and let his word get into you, you won't have AIDS to worry about. Now, if you get it through transfusion, that's a horse of a different color. But if you out here sinning against your own body, some things coming to your body that will take you out of here. There are people that are suffering with things daily. It's not killing them, but they got a great thorn in their side, in their flesh, because they can't get rid of what they got. Herpes is one of them. That thing flare up when it gets good and ready. Some cases, cancer come in. Because you've got people who've gone to church, took communion when they was wrong. I'm just telling you the truth today. You done ate God's body and drunk his blood in an unclean vessel, your vessel. Now you got all these ailments coming up on you. You're disobedient at the same time because, see, you didn't repent before you took the communion. There are so many things out here. But we don't want to hear the covenant of the Lord, the word of the Lord. We don't want to obey his voice. See, look, now, when I look at 7, he said, for I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. Look, he just kept begging them, in other words. He kept putting it out there for you, kept putting it out there for you. You keep making all kind of excuses not to live upright before him. Yeah. He said he brought them out the land of Egypt even until this day, right here where we at right now even, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. He still wants us to obey. But we want everything else. We'll listen to the TV. We'll listen to radio, other people's CDs and everything. We'll read books and everything else. But when it comes to a full obedience and pledge unto Almighty God, we fall short. We may do it for a season, but we're right back in the same rut. We'll start off with a study. Some people, oh, the first of the year, I'm going to stay in my Bible. They'll start off and then it'll slack off. Oh, the first of the year, I'm going to pray more. They'll begin to pray and then it'll slack off. He's faithful to us. And we need to work hard at being faithful to him. We're faithful to everything else. You're faithful to your job. Your faith at getting that income in your house. Your faith at seeking a new car. Your faith at getting the next big electronic whatever you like. Whatever you want, your faith for until you get it. You keep trying and keep trying until you get it. I've saved money before to buy something. I mean was faithful at that saving it until I got it. So we need to be as dedicated and as faithful in obeying the word of God, walking upright before him daily. His eyes are in every place. He sleeps, not slumbers. His eyes are beholding the evil and the good. He know everything. I promise you he does. And one day when he calls us out, this movie, your movie will play. Your movie will play. I thank God for forgiveness. I thank him for repenting. Oh, my goodness. Because I think back on them days when I was a cusser. How would God see me? Jesus, Lord. I think back on the things, some evil things I've done before I came to him. If he wasn't forgiven, I would be messed up. Because that would play in the movie. But because I repented, I asked for forgiveness. Now, when he played the movie, I'm praying that he see obedience and love. What he said in his word and what he spoke to my heart and mind, this is what I've done. So we must learn that too. We got to repent. Ask God to help us to stay in his word. Ask God to help us to stay in the spirit, walk in the spirit. Lord, help me to walk in the power of your spirit. All of this. Because we take all this stuff for granted. And we act like we're not going to end this movie one day. This movie's not going to end. It's not going to have an ending. It's just going to keep rolling forever. But we know the day, not an hour, when God is going to call us home. And so we need to live each day as if it's our last. It's the day he's calling me home. Lord, help me to remember to live upright before you. Help me not to get caught up in the too much stuff. That's my prayer, too. Because this thing here can have me busy, rocking and rolling. Yeah, people love good food, good desserts. And they're coming at it, and if they come 2 minutes at one time, you're just going. But even in all of that, I have to pay attention. Because, Lord, this child here may be hungry. This child here may be feeling bad. Or this child here don't know where to go. They can't go home. The parents don't let them back in the house. They're dark. That one may be thirsty, just want some water. They say soda, but they may need water. So it's a lot. But Jeremiah was heartbroken because he knew what God said, it would surely come to pass. He knew it would come to pass no matter what. He was heartbroken, but he went out to try to bless. He went out to try and help the people. This is what God said. I'm telling you what he said. And sometimes all we can do is share the word and hear all the negative stuff and walk away. Head hung down, heartbroken, because you're disobedient and you won't hear it through my mouth. You won't hear God, you looking at me. I'm not the one come out here for this. He sent me and I come to do the will of him that sent me. They're too busy. They're too busy to obey the word of God. They caught up in all this worldly stuff. They caught up in all the cyber world. They caught up into the computer world, texting and this and that. The next best phone and the next best laptop computers. And they just caught up in it. And the enemy is the prince of the air. He brings more and more and more stuff to you. More and more. I looked up, they got a thing called Chromecast. Now, I like it. Because I get to play Netflix movies on the big screen TV without having to buy these cords and things. And they made it conveniently $35. It's the best little gadget you ever want to have. $35. And you can just sit and watch movie after movie after movie after millions. See, he bring all of this stuff so that we can stay busy. He bring all of this stuff so you can stay inside and not hit them streets. Everything you need basically is on the computer. You need to research something. You can do it on the computer. I'm one who believes in footwork. I believe in taking these feet out the door, getting in the truck, driving down the road to a destination. My daughter was telling me, I told you to call before you go over there. I don't do all of that. Because if I'm going over there for something, the Lord will let me know what Barbara called before you go. He didn't say that I'm going over there because there are evidently something over there for me to do as well as for me to get. I've gotten into places, I went at one thing, it wasn't even there. But hey, there's a lady over there by the CD aisle in trouble. Ease over there and speak to her. How you doing? All right, how you doing? You ever heard of this group right here? And I'm like, yes, I've heard of them. Well, I'm looking for their CD, and I just can't find it. I said, well, you know, this, and that. And then eventually we'll get in a conversation. There's a group here in Miami that was called 95 South, and they had a thing that said, Whoop, Dad Is. We get into the conversation, and Whoop, Dad Is, he got a word for her. He'll start me talking about what she's going through. And then she'll say, you know what, that's my problem right there. And he'll tell me what to explain to her. And when she leave up out of there, she happy. Okay. That was her prayer. God sent me that day to answer. If I'd have called before I got over there, they told me they wasn't going to have what I needed. I wouldn't have gone. Her prayer couldn't have been answered because I was the one who had the answer. But we want to follow the world. We want to follow the big wig churches and the big new this and that and that and that. When I look at Jesus, even Jeremiah, these men were humble. Jesus didn't come in riding on the baddest horse, the baddest donkey. Excuse me. No, he didn't come in like that. That's how he come in, walking. He didn't come in with his king hat on, crown. He didn't come in with the crown. He didn't come in the fancy sandals. He didn't have the baddest robe. He just come in. But see, we got to have the shiny shoes. I've even seen preachers with the mohawk. The choir director with the mohawk. The preacher with the dread. What in the world? You going with the time. You haven't changed on the inside. You still seeking something. I look like I look. I go the way I go. Because I'm the one and only Barbara Mack, and I'm not impressing nobody else but Jesus. And this is how I will impress him, by obeying his word, walking in the spirit that I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. He said, get up and go, I'm gone. But see, they're going to have this thing in a minute where you're scared to go out your house because you don't know what's out there. And the world is allowing it. We won't put the computers down, the laptop, the mouse down, and go out and see them. Only way we go out is if we're going to eat or it benefit us in some way, we're going to work or something like this. Oh, gas expensive. I didn't even know that. I'm telling you the truth, I knew the prices were high, but I don't feel the effect of it in my tank. Because God always provides so that I can go and see about something or somebody. Oh, how beautiful is the feet of them that carry the gospel. Hallelujah. And it will be all right. I didn't mean to go that long. All right. So we back. Studio is open. And I'd love for somebody. Good morning, Brother Ron, and good morning to Brother D. Listen. I love the somebody, well, I better say this, area code 706. And I'd love for you to come in and tell us about your amazing person. Who you know is amazing? It can be spiritual or it can be naturally. Who do you think is amazing? And you can even tell us why if you'd like to this morning. All right, I'm coming at you right now, Brother Ron. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Evangelist Mack. I am blessed this morning. Another day in my life. I don't have anything to say this morning except thank God, praise Jesus and the Holy Spirit for allowing me to see another day in the making.
Amen.
Hoping that I can go out and be a blessing again to somebody who's less fortunate. Because, like I said before, God's allowing me, and it didn't have to be this way for the things I've done. He has truly blessed me again.
Amen.
And I want to say to you, Evangelist Mack, God, continue to bless this woman for the work she does and the teachings and caring for those she has cared for and will care for in the future.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Ron. I see you, Brother Frank. I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning to you, Evangelist Mack, Ron, and everything.
Good morning, Brother Frank.
Good morning. I concur, and I just take my hat off to you, Evangelist Mack, because you put it out there and you tell it just like it is, like they used to say, like a T-I-S-E, it's all good, and it's the truth. Some parts it might hurt and some parts it might not hurt, but the thing about it is the truth, because at the end of the day, it's what God says and not what we say. It's what God wants us to do and not what we want to do. Excuse me. But as I say, as I listen to the Bible and to God's word, I know that Jesus was the most amazing man that could ever be on this earth, because he came here and did something for me that I could not do for myself. And also that he got into peoples like you so that we could be able to hear and absorb the word, but most of all, that we could see it clearly, not putting no muck to it, not putting no hoopla, not making it be where it is, because there are many men and women of God that take us out here whom we trying to follow, that take us on the wrong road and try to condemn us because where they are and what they do. But I used to didn't understand what it means by spiritual wounded, but thank God for the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and people like you, Evangelist Mack, that pick us back up, give us the word, and we can go to the Bible and find it and see that it's true. There's no phoniness in it. There's nothing to it. There's nothing hidden behind it. It has no self-made agenda. It has no narcissistic methods or motives to it. It's all real and good, because you can feel it down in your bone, as the Bible said. And that two-edged sword of his word that cuts all down into making you right and clean. And that's what makes you know that God comes in and clean you up. And repenting, like you say, repenting is the most important thing, because there are things that comes on us that we have nothing to do with simply because we're in this environment. But God sustain us through it so that we can go out and carry his word. And his word might be carried anywhere in the world. It might just be somebody you never even expected that you want to hear the word of God from, but you do it because that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to go out and evangelize, and most of all, let somebody today know that Jesus is the answer and God is our Father, and the Holy Spirit is here walking with us every second, every minute. Let's make him happy. Let's make it happy. Let's have that joy that we can't explain. Let's just be good today. God bless you, Evangelist Mack, and bless everyone that's listening this morning. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As
you were talking, Brother Frank, it reminded me of this, that all the people that say they are believers, and with every church on every corner, if we all just pick one day and everybody went out, I'm telling you, the world would be in for a rude awakening. And if we did it more often and not worry about who's coming against us, we went out to do what God said do. And because we was willing to obey, God would bless us. But see, we're too afraid of suffering. We're too afraid of what people going to say to us or about us. Say what you want. I obey God. Say what you want. When I stand before him, I'm looking to him and say, well done. That's what matters to me. And many times we're surprised when we go out how receptive people are to us. They're glad to see us. It reminds them that there is a God. And if we'll go to him, things can change. Oh, yeah. But we're too afraid, and we want people to come into a building, and we just huddle in the building together, my church family. In one building, there are so many of us, it's ridiculous. If we would just come out and come together and obey God, one common ground, nothing but to obey him. One common ground is go out and share the great news of Jesus. Yeah. And this is where we want to be. Some days I feel lonely. I was, matter of fact, last night I had to get out just for a few minutes because, I mean, I really worked yesterday. And in my getting out, I was thinking, well, who house could I go to right quick? I carry my own food and just sit down and have a conversation and eat. Nobody's. Nobody's. So I went to the Winn-Dixie parking lot and sat there and ate my dinner. And I talked on the phone to my daughter, and when I got done, I came home and served some more. But it's sad because people don't have a faith. That's one thing. And see, I can't hang out with chickens and birds. I got to hang out with eagles.
Amen.
That's right.
And
yeah, that's right.
And because, see, eagles going to soar, you know, and hanging out with chickens, you hang out with them and they talking down and what they can't do. You hang with negativity long enough, you're going to become a negative person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't do it.
What you say?
And so it's just sad. And you look here, there's a church almost on every corner. There are churches here down in little places where you wouldn't believe a church is down there. But you never see nobody. And in the projects, you don't see the church people in groves. Look like they would be in groves just running through there. Because if you're running through there, you're running the devil out of there. But all we can see is I'm going to school. All we can see is where I'm going to theology. All we can see is I'm trying to get the house up on the hill to prove to my pastor I got God. That's foolishness. All we can see is I'm going to get me a suit so I can look good on Sunday. Who care? Who really care? Other than you caring that people going to say something negative about you. If you serve during the week, and you put some jeans on, sneakers and a shirt, and go up in that building with a sincere heart to give God the praise, the fellowship with the people, and to get the word, it does not matter, nothing else. We waste all of this money, money that could go to ministries that's really doing something to bless the people. I'm talking about ministries that's going to the streets, ministries that's talking to those that's on alcohol and drugs. Ministries that care about veterans and the elderly. It's so much out here.
Yes.
But we don't do this. We dress up. Man, they done open a suit store here for men. Two suits for $100.
They got stores here that got women hats and all of these women's suits and all of this stuff. And people don't pay their bills, but they run over and get them a suit and a hat, or get a man get a suit and his shoes. Some child could eat off of that.
Yes.
Some child could not be hungry. I got two girls right now, they're in dire need of coats. Dire need of coats. It was cold here last week, and I said, baby, wear your coat. She said, I don't have one. I was like, well, did you leave it somewhere? You left it at the school and forgot? She said, no, ma'am, I just never had a coat. I'm to my cold. I said, well, baby, I'm going to see what I can find for you.
Jesus.
Now, look, mama had money and everything, but wouldn't buy the babies no coats.
Oh, my Lord.
The boy come to the door, can I take your trash out for a dollar? I said, baby, I don't have no trash right now. Well, he kept talking to me, and eventually I guess he built his nerve up. He said, Miss Mack, I'm hungry. Look, about 7 o'clock at night, it's pit dark outside. I said, well, baby, why you didn't go home and eat? He said, Miss Mack, ain't no food there. My mama ain't even there. Say no more. Those other kids was coming, you know. I went in there and made him something to eat, took it to the door. I said, and don't give this to them, to your parents. You eat this. Because there wasn't no food in the house. And the parents sent him around here to get a plate so that he could bring it back and they all share it. Because you took your food stamps and you sold them.
Jesus.
What I'm saying? All of this is out here. But we in the building looking good. All of this is so much other stuff I could tell you about and make you cry. On a daily basis, I see. Daily I deal with this. People, they think they can come and just use you because you're a give. They call on you because they know if I call on somebody else, it ain't going to happen. But if I go over there to Miss Mack, she going to understand and make it happen.
Come on.
Oh, it's a lot of stuff out here, but we too busy in the church. This is why God told Jeremiah, go tell them, Jeremiah, they need to obey me. See, because once you get into the spirit of the Lord and you begin to open your spiritual eyes, God going to begin to show you a need. Not what folks want, but what they need. Here's some man over here got laid off his job. He's over 50. Nobody's going to hire him right back. He yet got two children left at home with his wife. So still not just him and his wife. It's him, his wife, and two children. He got to provide for these children. They go to school and everything. Nobody want to hear what this man got to say. Because they telling him a man don't work, don't eat, but I was laid off a job, I can't find another one. I'm over 50. Nobody want to hire me. They busy hiring these young whippersnappers because anything go, and the young whippersnappers going to do what the world do. They going to think like the world think. I don't think like that. I've been a deacon in the church 20 years. Nonetheless, God is going to provide for the family because the man is trying to do what's right. But I'm just saying the church folks not going to understand. You go to the church, they're going to question you like you on trial. Like the judge done call you to the witness stand. And you tell me this is the house of prayer. Tell me what the drug abusers done come and used up the church so much. They did it because you didn't have a discernment of spirits to know what was coming. They didn't need money. They needed deliverance. But you couldn't get them delivered because these guys come out through fasting and praying. That's not what you was doing. You two kids are over there building up the congregation to get more tithes and offering. I'm telling it like it is this morning.
Yes, you are.
But when we come to God for real and we begin to obey him, he's going to show us the need. And he will show you what your job is. Not your job title, but the job that you're supposed to do. I had no earthly idea in January the 28th in 2014 that God would have, I was thinking on it last night, that God would have me serving children.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I looked at the money situation and I said to myself, I said, well, Lord, I'm making money, but I never see it. I'd take the money and go back and buy more stock and bring it. And every child that come and get a candy bag, I give something free every day. I want every child in here to get something free. Many of them don't understand. Well, why, Miss Mac? There's no chocolate in this bag. I want a one with chocolate in it.
Yes.
You see? I get right back and put a piece of chocolate in there and send them on out the door. Yesterday, the little boy, a little boy and a little girl come. They had 6 cents, a nickel and a penny. And they said, we want 2 cupcakes, Miss Mag, we want 2 sodas, and we want 2 candy bags. I said, baby, 6 cents is not enough money to buy. And one of them said, well, I want some chips. I said, well, hold on. I went right in there, got each one of them 2 different kinds of chips, got the soda and the cupcake and the candy bag, put it in the bag and gave it to them. And they looking at me, Miss Mac, I said, yeah, you know that's not enough money. I said, I know, but that's what you said you wanted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it is what we wanted, Miss Mac. I said, anybody hungry? I am. I said, I kind of felt that way. Because no way you would have come around here with 6 cents trying to get all this stuff knowing you didn't have enough money. I said, I run along and enjoy your picnic stuff. I got all these right. These little boys. And one of them, I guess he's about 7. He may be 8. And the rest of them, they dwindle on down, you know, 6 to 4. And they come together with their quarters. Mm-hmm. And they told me this. They said, we're having a picnic. I said, really? Said, yeah, we're trying to get our picnic stuff from around here. I said, all right. They told me what they wanted, put their quarters together. I gave them, but it was not enough stuff. It was not enough. I said, well, hold up 1 minute because I think I can help the picnic. The older one said, all right. Yeah, Miss Mac. I said, yeah. I said, I got these sandwiches, and I think I can cut them up and it'll stretch enough. I said, mm-hmm. I really do have these kind of chips that I could give to you. And I think a sandwich and chips and your drink and then you have your sweets. I said, that's going to make a wonderful picnic. He said, it sure will. Now, guess what happened? They went on with their picnic bag. And when I tell you, they have a wonderful time, just little boys together laughing and talking. Every time they get ready for their picnic, they come back. And then I brought more little boys with more money. So now they are no longer wanting me to give them free picnic stuff. They want to buy their own.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I just to make a sandwich or two and cut it up, and they happy. But the most thing, they own their own now. You see what I'm saying? But we're too busy worrying about if I give them this, I'm going to go short on that. If I give them this, they use it. We don't need to judge. Just do it.
Yes.
And let God be God. He going to bless you. He going to bless you. When I tell you it's some things that's
Amen.
Going on, man, I'm telling you, if it was not for God, I could not be here this morning. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone.
Come on.
That's right. That's right.
Phone wouldn't be on but God.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to make a way. They gave me a deadline. It appearing I can't make the deadline. I can't make it. Oh, but great is he. I'm talking about, but I feel all right now about this thing. I'm talking about the true and living God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, he sit high and he looks low. They
Hallelujah.
Told me it was not deaf that he couldn't hear us, and his
Hallelujah.
Arm was not too short to reach down to fix any situation.
Yes, Lord.
I've seen him do it over and over again. When I look at Jeremiah, I look at Moses, I look at Noah, I look at Paul, Peter, all of them boys. Peter's mother-in-law was sick.
Yes, Lord.
I believe she had a high temperature.
Yes.
Peter Peter went in and prayed for the mother-in-law after coming out of jail. Look at this here. I'm talking about the great God. Jesus walked to the bed. They said that the girl was in there dead. He walked to the bed and called the four. She come up.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the tomb of Lazarus. They said, what took you so long to get here? He just walked to the tomb and just said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus came forth. Grave clothes had to come off him. He was no longer dead. This is the same God that will fix our situation if we allow him to.
Hallelujah.
This is the same God that though you walk, you just walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, you don't have to fear evil. You don't have to be afraid to go outside and help somebody. Why?
Yes.
He's with you.
Yes.
He's with you. And he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. I say this many days. Oh, they're going to cut your cell phone off. They're going to cut the house phone off. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to have this. I say, so what? If they cut the electric off, I'm going to invite some people over for a candlelight service. I promise you that. And if nobody show up, I'm going to begin to praise God by myself. If they cut the phone off, okay then, well, I can't talk no more. But I can still pray for those who called me, who would have called me and got through. If my phone would have been on, I still can pray for them. God is who he say he is. We just have to hold up the light and let it shine. We have to
keep going.
Occupy until he comes. I got to go help somebody else. I can't worry with all of this right here.
Right.
He's going to make a way where I can't see no way. Well, he is the way today. The truth and the life. Oh, I'm excited this morning. I'm happy right now.
I'm excited.
I knew what the man said. Sang me happy. Talk me happy this morning.
Yeah,
God is who he said he is, and he will make a way. Yeah, he supplies.
Always has and always will.
Amen, Brother Ron. Amen. Always
has, always will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful unto him this morning that he's on our side today in spite of us. And we think we go through something, but when I look at Jeremiah and all them guys there and the things they went through, Apostle Paul had to come down out the window in a bucket. And many of them was hard. The jailer's wife wanted to be saved, but they had to sneak and get it done. A maid talked to her and told her about Jesus and the things he was doing, and it caused her to believe, but they had to keep it hush-hush. And we free today. We free, and we don't want to do it. We free, and we don't want to say two words about him because we're too concerned about what people going to think about us and how we sound and what we said. I don't care. Say what you got to say about me, but I'm obeying God. Say what you got to say about me, but I'm going to talk of his goodness and make known his deeds among the people. Talk about me, but I'm going to serve somebody in love. Talk about me, I'm going to make sure a child got something. And it's going to be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God.
Hallelujah. Matter of fact, when I get off of here, I'm going to ride over to the thrift store and look. See if I can find two coats. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that today. Because we're having freezing rain this weekend. And by Monday, it's going to be cold still.
Going
to school that early in the morning with no coat?
That's
just not going to fly. I was laying down going to bed last night thinking, what's in my closet? But I'm a big girl, so these tiny girls, and they can't use what I got. Although, you know, the kids wear bigger hoodies and all of that, but these are entirely too big. Because they would still be cold because it's too big.
Yes.
So I'm going to find coats that fit. Yeah. And it's okay today in Jesus' name. Yeah, God.
Bless you.
Daddy, hallelujah, for that great day. You want to see where our hearts are. And I was telling the Lord, because, you know, other people would come up and try to discourage. Oh, don't do that for them. They getting this and they getting that. I don't care what they getting. They didn't get no coat for these girls.
Absolutely.
Opportunity, I'm going and get them. I'm all he gonna do is bless me back. Y'all know that.
Well,
because I went and got these coats. Hey, my phone may stay on. Huh? Look at that.
I tell you.
Yes, sir. Because see, he always thinking, the enemy always think he's doing something. He's stopping something. He's cutting something off. He's going to come and tell you this, this, and this. Well, I know that, that, and that. How about that? And God will never fail. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I know that.
Yes, sir. But Frank, you were saying something?
Yes, I know two things, and that's for sure, that the coat's going to be found, and they're going to have the coats no matter where they come from. God is going to have them with coats on.
Yes, sir.
And
I believe that. I certainly
yes.
do.
I
and
do
let me
too.
Tell you, these little girls here, they are some of the sweetest little girls.
All
and
right.
they come and sit on the couch, and they'll watch a movie, and they talk to each other about the movie, and then they might ask me a question. But they humble.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, she said, well, Miss Mack, you need me to stock or you need me to do anything. These are the kind of little girls they are. If I say don't do that, it's not done. Or they're going to stop in their tracks. And
mm-hmm.
I told one day, I said, you don't come out the house like that. I said, there's too many men in the neighborhood. I said, when you come out the house, don't come in your night clothes. You got to put on clothes. I said, so find a big dress or something to put on. Don't come out the house. Yes, ma'am. And that never happened again. And when they come down there, I went to the Dollar Tree and bought them some personal hygiene items and things. And when they come back down here, they had showered and used it. And one Saturday, they wanted to go see an aunt. And I told her mom I would drop them off. And when they walked by me, you could just smell the deodorant and the cologne, fresh and clean. And I just look. But see, you got to teach children.
Yes,
and
you
I do it in a way where their feelings are not hurt.
Yes.
Because just, you know, I tell them something like this, like I told them. I said, well, look, you know what? I said, how about deodorant from the Dollar Tree? Y'all mind that? They said, oh, no. I said, and sometimes Dollar Tree have Colgate, and it's $1 for a big tube. I said, if I bought a big tube, would you and your sister use it? They say, yeah, but we ain't got no toothbrushes. I said, well, how about this? The Dollar Tree have about 8 toothbrushes in a pack for $1. Good toothbrushes. Colgate. They was like, let us see them then, Miss Mack. We'll use them. Look, I went over and did all of that and brought it back to them. And they got together and this many go to you and this many, splitting it up even down the middle. And this many go to you. And then this is what we can do with this. We both can use this. Yeah, because we got two, but if we both use off this one, that means we're going to have it longer. We got another one we can use. I said, look at that. See, but sometimes the enemy had a parent's mind, and it could be drug-related or something else, you know. Mom got low self-esteem, a man got it, you know. And so the girl's just doing without. But when I get that opportunity, I do all that I can. Yeah, and they're blessed, and I'm blessed for doing it. How about that?
Well, I have one more, Evangelist.
All right.
If your store where you're going do not have what you're looking for, I don't know, is it JCPenney's or is it Sears, but they have a sale on coats. And if you can't find them, then, okay, you get with me, and we'll get it taken care of.
Okay, Brother Frank. But I'm going over there. It's several thrift stores here. So
okay.
I'm more than sure at one of those stores I'm going to find a decent coat for both of them. And I'll probably, you know, bring them back and wash them and dry them up real nice for them and put them on hangers.
Okay.
And when they come in this evening from school, just call them down and let them see their coat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, dear.
Yes, sir. I thank you so much, Brother Frank. God bless you, man. But I'm just banking on one of these thrift stores having it.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you. How you said, I'm with you when you're right. God bless you, Evangelist Mack, because I can remember coming up and being with doubt, and there were people, the school teacher and a couple other people that was out there that used to help my mom, because it were 13 of us. And I was the one who had to step out and be the one who helped my mother. And there were times that I went with doubt to make sure that my sisters and brothers would have. And as I grew up, it just became a way. And that, I mean, I'm for the children. The Bible wouldn't give us those examples of the widows and orphans if God didn't want us to do this here.
Yeah.
And to show that, that this is what needs to be done. Because the children, they come here and they hear. They don't have no way to take care of themselves. That's what we are here to do. And for the point is that one day, maybe, when the time comes, they'll be there for us. But if they don't, we need to be there for them now, because simple things, it's a simple deduction in any equation. That is that we take care of God's children. That will be a crown. That will be a jewel in our crown, because they can take care of themselves. And I don't care who it is that say, I know I'm not where I want to be in God, but I know I try every day to try to get there. But I know for sure that whatever I'm doing, it still ain't enough for what Jesus done for me.
Amen.
And I know what Jesus done for me, meaning then that the little things I do down here, to me, is small compared to what Jesus done for us.
Amen.
I say it in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Frank. Well, you know, they say this. I'm not where I want to be in him, or even I'm not where I should be, but I'm not where I used to be. So that means you're growing daily. And there are a lot of things that we all got to work out in us. This is why Apostle Paul said he was going to show us a mystery, that we all would be changed in a twinkling of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we hear, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So the more we hear, the better we should want to do. And the more we try and work in those areas. But Lord, I need you to help me over here. I'm not thinking right. I haven't been doing right. But God, if you'll help me over here. And then sometimes the Lord don't move overnight now. Sometimes you got to keep going with that thing for a while until he come in and completely change it around, give you a change of heart and mind concerning it. Because without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I'm grateful this morning that we can take our burdens to him and leave them there. And we can go to him for deliverance. Because man can't deliver us. They can condemn us and talk about us, but they can't deliver us. But Almighty God, who has all the power, he can deliver us today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Aria, Kathy Armstrong in the house this morning. God bless you. God bless you today. It's been a while. So good to see you. So we're just grateful unto the Lord today for all he has done, what he's doing and what he's going to do. And I'll give you a report, Brother Frank, that I got them coats.
Okay.
And the girls school warm now.
Some
plans for them for Valentine's Day, so I know that they'll be happy with all of this. Yeah, and like I say, they would be grateful. These are the kind of little girls that are grateful for what you do for them. So listen, our time is kind of spent, and we got about 5 minutes more. If anybody else has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come on in. We talked about the amazing today, and you may have someone you want to share with us that's amazing. Brother Frank and I, Brother Ron, we saw the amazement of Jesus.
Man.
He was
every day,
amazing.
Every day.
Yes, sir. Every day, Brother Ron.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir. Every day. And he does amazing things. Oh, yeah. And I think on the songwriter, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Sweet sound is. Yes.
Saved a wretch like me.
Amen. Amen.
I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
He's
That's
right
it.
There. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank
you for your amazing grace. We thank you for your amazing mercy. Thank you for your amazing forgiveness. Father, we thank you for all you've given unto us. All you've given to us.
Yes.
We thank you that we're not where we want to be. But, Lord, we know that daily we grow in you. We know that there's forgiveness. And, Lord, when we come with a sincere heart in repentance, you forgive us and never remember it again. And, Lord, some of us, there's the same things that sometimes we're still doing. But, God, we're yet reaching out to you for the change in us. Oh, we know that that good thing you began to do in us, you will continue until the day you return. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise. For you alone are worthy today. Father, we thank you. Can't help but say thank you. And Lord, as we depart this morning, I ask that you would bless us going out. Father, bless us coming in. Continue to meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Bless every caller and every listener, Father. Move by your Spirit for these your people today, whatever the need may be. Father, it may be an amazing need. For you're an amazing God, hallelujah, who can meet the need. Or do it today for your glory and that your people come out with the testimony. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And, Father, we thank you right now, hallelujah. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for being on our side today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
with us, Lord, not thank leaving us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That you're not a God that putting us above nothing else, but that, Lord, you see us all equal. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm grateful to him today. I thank him right now. There's none like him. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, may the Lord between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share Jesus. Give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. And at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. We won't play one last song of the morning, but I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day.
Be blessed. Be blessed, too.
You too, Brother
Stay blessed.
You too, Brother Ron.
Stay
Be blessed,
Thank
Brother
you.
Ron.
You
Be
too.
Blessed. And have well, tremendous
Frank,
favor.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. We have tremendous favor.
Right,
I pray that God have blessing and bless us with favor today. Tremendous favor. In
amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Frank.
Amen. Thank y'all. Thank God. Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. It's been an amazing morning this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. All right.
All right. I'll see y'all later.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Bye-bye.